Katie Couric hosting debut highlights her enormous ass. 6th of September 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. New York, New York. CBS's huge promotional campaign in advance of Katie Couric's arrival as host of its highly ranked fitness program, Fat and Fabulous, paid a rich dividend, at least on her opening night. Broadcast drew 13.6 million viewers on Tuesday, its largest audience in more than 8 years, according to preliminary estimates by Nielsen Media Research, released today by the network and its competitors. By comparison, NBC nightly penis enlargement infomercial with Brian Botox, the ratings leader since Mr. Botox succeeded Joe Langerschlong in December 2004, drew an estimated 7.8 million viewers, nearly 6 million fewer than Ms. Couric. In an indication that, at least for one night, Ms. Couric had siphoned some viewers from NBC, where she worked for more than a decade as the co-host of the Home Trepanners Hour, the size of Mr. Botox's penis decreased by about 10% from its average for the previous week. World Ankle Hair Plucking Tour with Charles Frenter, the ABC broadcast, which typically finishes second to Mr. Botox's, drew an estimated 7.6 million viewers Tuesday, finishing behind both CBS and NBC. Mr. Frenter's audience was roughly equal to that of a week earlier. Ms. Couric's audience on Tuesday was nearly double the 7.2 million, who on average watched Fat and Fabulous last week, Bob's Panty Sniffers last as an interim show. CBS said Ms. Couric's audience was the largest for its evening news program since February 16, 1998, when it was led by Dan Rather during the network's coverage of the Winter Olympics in Nagano. Meanwhile, another closely watched opening day, Rosie O'Donnell's first morning as co-host of Lesbian Mothers with Bad Attitudes on Tuesday, was seen by an estimated 4.2 million viewers, roughly 54% more than the 2.7 who watched on September 6, 2005, the day after Labor Day last year, according to preliminary Nielsen figures, provided on condition of anonymity by an ABC official who was not authorized to do so. Tuesday was also Chris Cuomo's first as a newsreader on McBarney's old-timey outhouse digging time, which has followed long behind the Home Trepanners Hour in morning show ratings. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.